Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Texans about to enter the practice field. John McClain is out there, the general, the NFL Hall of Famer. And John, there's a lot of stuff that people are talking about leading up to the preseason game number 3 against the Dallas Cowboys, known as the dress rehearsal to many. But the question everybody wants to know, the question all the loopholes want to know, and all the NFL fans here in Houston want to know is, what did the general John McClain eat for breakfast this morning?
He had cereal.
Oh, cereal? What kind? What kind of cereal?
I don't know. Some low-cal cereal my wife gets.
Attaboy.
There you go. There you go. Attaboy.
All right, let's get to the proverbial brass tacks here. You've talked about Matt Khalil and the possibility of him not making the roster. We certainly have talked about that. Bill O'Brien has not talked about that. Where does the truth lie here, man? What's going on?
Well, Bill O'Brien says he's the starting left tackle. I don't know if he's going to be at practice today. He had a foot injury last week that caused him to miss the game. He was out there yesterday but not practicing. And when we ask O'Brien, he keeps saying Khalil's a left tackle. Roderick Johnson played really well. I went back, watched every play 5 times on that first series, and the line played very well, including Johnson. And last week when Johnson was elevated to first team after Khalil had his foot stepped on, I thought, wow, what about Julion Davenport? So I asked O'Brien about it, and O'Brien talked about Johnson had such a good offseason, such a good camp, he deserved it, and he proved it in the game. Now all of a sudden, it looks like Roderick Johnson, if he's not the starter, and if they don't take Clowney for a starter, that he's a guy that could play both sides. So they're going to have some guys get cut. I don't know if they keep Davenport. He's played both sides. He started last year on the left side. Martinez Rankin, who I thought would compete for a job at left guard, he's been demoted to third-team right guard. I would think his days are numbered. But Khalil, would they keep Khalil if he's not a starter? And I do not know the answer to that.
John McClain joining us live at the Texans practice field. Matt Khalil's been out 4 straight days since that awful Wednesday that he had in joint practices against the Lions. It started out as talk that it was a Veterans Day off. Then maybe we're talking about his foot got stepped on. What exactly is going on with Matt Khalil?
He's got a foot injury, and he's been out ever since that happened. And I don't know if he'll be back today. We're outside. They're going back in a bubble. They haven't let us in yet. And we'll see if he's out there. We ask O'Brien if Khalil and somebody else could play in this game, and I can't remember who it was that got hurt, and he said maybe Khalil. So if Khalil doesn't play in this game, he's not going to play in that last game, I don't think, against the Rams here. So this is a crucial game, I would think, for several guys based on the roles they're trying to earn.
So if Khalil doesn't play in this game, I mean, surely Bill O'Brien can't trot him out there in a real game based on what he's seen. So is it safe to say that if we don't see Khalil this Saturday, then we probably just won't see him on the Texans in 2019? Is that a safe assumption?
Well, I wouldn't say that's a safe assumption because it depends on the backup. If they trade for a left tackle, yes. If Roderick Johnson plays against the Cowboys in better competition than he had against the lowly Lions, then that's going to be a feather in his cap. And right now, I was just stunned that Rod Johnson played that well. You know, he had been cut by Cleveland, claimed here, didn't look good in preseason last year. They cut him, put him on the practice squad, and I never considered the fact that Roderick Johnson might be able to be a starting left tackle, but I want to see more of him, and I'm betting the players in the coaches do too.
John, I saw you tweeting this, I believe it was Sunday, how you expect the Texans to really go in with their starters in the third preseason game. That's kind of been trending the other way. Why would the Texans play their guys, you know, well, how much do you think they're going to play and why would they play them that much?
Well, they kept out 9 starters from the second game and O'Brien kept them out because he said when you have 4 joint practices, that's just as good as brief playing in a preseason game. So I think we'll see Watson again. I would guess it'd be 2 series of the first quarter And when he's in there, he's going to be in with the starters. So it's all about how much he plays. I do not think we'll see Watt in the preseason. I believe Jonathan Joseph needs to get some playing time because the last time they kept him out, he struggled early in the season. They've got injuries like Justin Reed, Sean Gibson didn't practice yesterday because they're hurt, and they had to go with A.J. Moore and Jahlil Adai as the two starting safeties. So they don't have major injuries yet like a lot of teams, but they got enough minor injuries that are hampering what they want to do at some positions. And I think some of these guys got to get some playing time, especially the offensive line and the cornerbacks.
Speaking of cornerback, they signed cornerback Derek Jones. They cut wide receiver Steven Lewis as part of that move. Former Jets sixth-round pick from Mississippi who was last with the Packers. He's a big guy, 6'2", 188 pounds. What can you tell us about the new Texans cornerback?
I don't know, Jack, about him other than what you just said. They brought in two corners now in the last 4 days. That tells you what they think about cornerback. That's why I think when the rosters are reduced to 53, not a final 53, because there'll still be movement, but I think we're going to see them bringing in corners, and I still think there's a chance they could trade for a slot corner because what kind of corner are you going to get on waivers? They need a guy that's going to come in here and make plays, and you're not going to get him. I don't think you are on the waiver wire. Now, if you're trying to make a trade right now, teams know you're desperate, and they're going to try to stick it to you. But when they got to make those roster decisions next week, they might be more realistic when it comes to trading somebody.
John, there did look to be a lot of moving and shaking on the field this past Saturday. Who helped themselves the most, in your opinion?
Well, the first one would be Roderick Johnson at left tackle. We talked about him. I thought he did a tremendous job. And I tell you, somebody we don't talk about much, but he's like the new player, Chantrell Henderson at right tackle. You know, he went down the season ending
injury. Nobody's talking
in the first
about that.
Half
go ahead.
Of the first game. And I think that I'm watching him on the film. Nobody got close to it. It was weird because Watson had so much time. And, you know, that's not what he's anticipating is a lot of time to throw. So the line overall looked good. On the defensive line, I didn't see anybody that stood out. And I loved watching Tyron Johnson at wide receiver. He had only one catch. But they threw deep to him four times, once overthrown, once underthrown, once broken up, drew a pass interference. That guy, they may have to keep him around because he's so fast and let Watson throw to him, see if he can connect on one of those deep balls. Steven Mitchell bounced back from a drop. You know, the running backs, Buddy Howell, I thought Buddy's going to make it anyway, but because of special teams. And people say, well, he was playing against a bunch of guys that aren't going to be here. And I say, yeah. He's playing with a bunch of guys that aren't going to be here. I'm writing about Buddy Howell and the running back situation for tomorrow. And, like, the defensive line is set. You know, the inside linebackers are set. The key is who's going to be the backup outside linebackers. I think the four safeties are set. The key is backup cornerbacks. And I still want to see – I think Trevor Daniel will win the punting job. But Brad Seeley, the coordinator, likes competition, and he and – Brian Anger have been getting equal punts.
John McClain joining us live from the Texans practice field, the NFL Hall of Famer. Obviously, it's a fluid situation, so it can change from day to day. But last week when we had you on, you didn't think Clowney would get traded, and then, you know, it became you thought he would. Where do we sit right now in regards to Jadeveon Clowney and his status for 2019 with the Texans?
2 weeks ago, I said I'd be surprised if he's not traded, and I still feel that way. But he's got to sign his tender. You can't trade a guy who's not under contract. And say they worked out a deal with a team and he didn't want to go there, then he just says, I'm not going to sign the tender. Now, they could throw down the gauntlet and see if indeed he would stay out and miss almost $1 million a week, or he would come in and sign it, and then they could trade him wherever they wanted to go. So I think this is going to go up right until the last minute. If Roderick Johnson plays real well against the Cowboys, then they have him against Lawrence and some good competition, man, I would seriously consider I'd put him out there for that third game too, and then seriously consider letting him be the starter at left tackle, because he can move, he's young, he obviously had talent coming out of Florida State to get drafted by the Browns. But that, to me, is the most important position on the team, and I still believe Flanagan's trade is going to be for left tackle. If it's not, then they're just going to get eviscerated, and deservedly so, for trading the second-best defensive player.
One more for you here. Lamar Miller, Buddy Howell, Duke Johnson, I'm assuming you're saying will be the running backs. Will they keep a fourth, and which one will it be?
John, I asked O'Brien that yesterday, and he said he didn't know. So much depends on other teams and special teams, but they kept four last year. Mm-hmm. And Buddy Howell was one of them. I think that that last spot is up for grabs. Do they keep a 30-year-old veteran like Tywan Jones, who's good on special teams? They keep talking about how important special teams are. If it comes down to one of the rookies, DeMario Crockett or Caron Higdon Jr., I think it's going to be Crockett because he's 225 pounds. He's powerful. He's the heaviest back they've got. And also, he's better on special teams than Higdon. They could put Higdon on the practice squad. So I believe that it's going to come down to Crockett or Jones, young versus old, proven versus unproven for that last running back spot.
All right, John McClain, we appreciate you very much. I understand you're going to be at Little Woodrow's in Edo with Clinton Camel this Friday.
We're going to have a great time down in Edo. I want everybody to come see us. It'll be before the Astros games, and usually there are great crowds down there, and we love coming. Thank you guys very much.
All right, John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Very interesting stuff from the legend there, talking about Matt Khalil. I guess it's a foot injury now. I went from a Veterans Day off to just didn't want to see him to rest to now a foot injury. So, I mean,
I don't get that.
I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either. He had this foot injury while standing on that foot, was saying he was fine on Wednesday. Because the only time he could have had that foot injury, unless he was jogging to or from the locker room it got worse, aggravated it. The only time he could have had that foot injury was the Wednesday that we heard from him, and he said he was fine. Right?
Yeah.
So, this is bizarre, man.
Kind of ankle-ish.
Ankle-ish.
Yeah. Ankle-ish injury. Yeah, it's strange. And, you know, the Roderick Johnson thing, you have to see Roderick Johnson again. You have to see what he has. If anything, he's actually been available. And if Matt Khalil is injured, I wonder if he's going to practice today. I mean, if Matt Khalil doesn't practice today, what exactly are they doing? Is it a you can't cut him when he's injured type thing, or what is the what exactly is the?
There has to be some discussion going on here with the agent involved too, I'm guessing, because clearly, if I'm your agent and you're Matt Khalil, all right, I'm calling the front office, whether it's Bill O'Brien or Matt Bazergan or whomever, and saying, hey, you know, what's going on with our guy? He says he's fine. If he's not fine, I'm calling and saying, keep him out, because we don't want him to not perform well or aggravate an injury. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, well, if they put him, you know, he'll get paid if they put him on some kind of IR or something for the year. So I don't see how the agent is not involved here. I don't see how Matt Khalil is not involved here. If I can go, I'm going to go. If I can't go, we'll have to figure that out later on a later date. And then Roderick Johnson's going to be your starting left tackle. Crazy.
It is a little bit silly, but it's something to keep an eye on. This cornerback, I guess John McClain doesn't know a lot about him, but he does bring up, you brought in two cornerbacks the last week. That tells you how they feel about corners. I want to know what they think about Aaron Colvin right now. Mm-hmm. Is Aaron Colvin in the inside looking out, or is he in the outside looking in? Because if they're willing to cut, we already think that Martinez Rankin is gone. That's a third-round pick from last season.
Mm-hmm.
If they cut Aaron Colvin, they're paying to do it.
Yeah,
they're not saving
big money
by cutting Aaron Colvin.
We're thinking he'll be cut next year if he doesn't perform.
For sure.
Because the salary hit is going to be very, very minimal. This year it's going to be a little bit more, but they're going to pay to cut him if they think they can get an upgrade. And, oh, by the way, that's part of my think no fear, but we'll get to that aspect.
We're going to have a Texans think no fear, and we're also going to have a non-Texans think no fear. So there's a lot going on here, and that's going to be in about 10 minutes. We'll have the Texans version. What do you think Bill O'Brien's going to say about Matt Khalil? Like, whenever, because I still think he's going to get cut. What is Bill O'Brien going to say about Matt Khalil when he cuts him?
Is he going to cut him? But if he does cut him, I think he's going to be really respectful of him. I think that's why he's saying what he's saying now. He's giving him his props, so to speak, as a guy that's been around the league 8 years and has had some success, and they paid a lot of money for him. You know, see, that's the other part. They don't want to make themselves look that bad either. Like they paid some money to bring Matt Khalil in, and you know this was on them. So they're not going to say, "Boy, did we screw up? This guy's really not playing well at all." You know, so there's a little personal aspect to it as well.
You think his dad's at practice today?
Yo, for sure.
For sure.
Wearing that black hat.
Mm-hmm.
Out there doing his thing. It's an interesting situation with this Matt Khalil thing. I did not think this would be as much of a talking point as it is, but right now it really is the main talking point.
It is.
Because bad offensive line play results in your quarterback getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And your quarterback getting hurt results in a season basically being lost. Like, you have to have Deshaun Watson.
Oh, Deshaun Watson is hurt. I mean,
we've seen it.
All our you know, expectations change.
Exactly.
Every one of them.
So, I mean, it is something important. It is something to keep an eye on, and it's something to look at. He's talking about Shontrell Henderson as well, which is something that he said that no one was talking about, which I was very impressed with John McClain for dropping a little nobody's talking about on us. That's the kind of stuff you get from the NFL Hall of Famer. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans entering the practice field right now. We'll let you know if Matt Khalil is out there. We'll let you know who else is or isn't out there. And we're going to have the world-famous Texans Think No Fear next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.